The message I just want to leave with you tonight is you're invited to rest. I just want to read three verses out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Listen, Jesus said this. He said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I say that again, the words of Jesus. You will find rest for your souls. "For my yoke is easy," he says. "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." You're invited to rest. This very same thing that Jesus said 2,000 years ago is still what he's saying to us. You're invited to rest. He says, "Come to me." You know, because for many of us that are dealing with unrest, dealing with feeling just like you're all over the place, you're uncomfortable, you're trying to still figure out life, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, you come to church, but you still just really hasn't really become something for you. And Jesus says, "Come to me." It's amazing today what people will go after in order to find rest. We'll go to the movies to find rest. But the movies ends in 2 hours, 3 hours. And then what? You go to the club to unwind and find rest. You go to the bar and you just drink all night long trying to find rest. Maybe some of you just go to the corner store and buy a bag of potato chips. And even the bag of potato chips is done in about 2 minutes, depending on how fast you eat. But we all have these different things about us in order to have kind of our rest moment. And really, outside of Jesus Christ, rest is only just a temporary find. But in Jesus, when he says, "Come to me," he's talking about a rest that is everlasting, a rest that is eternal. He says, "You come to me, all you who labor," which all you who are heavy laden, which means all of you who are weary. If you're tired, come to me. If you're burdened down, come to me. If you're weak and you're weary and overwhelmed, Jesus gives an invitation. He says, "You come to me." If you're burdened down with just stuff, come to me. If you come to the realization that you know that your sin, the wickedness of your lifestyle, the dark stuff, those things that you know that are evil, those bad things that have separated us from God, if you know that this has become a burden and it's weighing you down, come to Jesus Christ. If you're tired, you're trying to figure things out, trying to figure out your marriage, trying to figure out your relationship, trying to figure out what's going to be my next job. Oh, I'm going to figure this out, and then I'm going to really get on fire for God. I'm going to figure this out, and it's going to be just more than church. Don't wait to figure it out. Jesus gives an invitation. Come rest. Come to me. This was a moment, too, in Scripture, where at the time, many people were just, they were going to church, they were going to a place of worship, but it was just all religion. It is amazing today how many people can come into church on a Sunday, but yet they haven't come to Jesus. They come Sunday after Sunday. They come even through the week, but yet they haven't allowed Jesus to come in and bring rest to their soul. He says, "You come to me." He says, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm lowly in heart. Take my yoke." What does a yoke look like? A yoke really is this old wooden piece. It's this wooden piece that when they farmed years ago, and even sometimes in the back sticks today, they still will use a yoke. And they'll yoke two ox or two donkeys, two horses, and this yoke comes over the shoulder, and it has sort of this latch. The yoke has a latch that kind of comes around the neck, and it keeps the two animals together. And that yoke is connected to a type of a plow that pulls through the fields. And it requires you to move forward and to work. And Jesus Christ uses the illustration of something that seems so overwhelming and so heavy and so cumbersome and difficult, because he really wanted to illustrate how in the most difficult of moments, in the most picturesque moment that you can describe of pain and weight on you, he brings something that's easy. He brings something that's light. He says, learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. Because in the sense of thinking about a yoke, the weight of it and the pressure of trying to pull through, and you have to be, the yoke, the two ox, they have to work in one accord, and oftentimes one can be stronger than the other. And so there becomes a little bit of a jerking and a yanking that really makes things very uncomfortable. And I wish I could have brought one in here today to kind of show you what this thing looks like, but it's ugly and cumbersome. And yet Jesus uses it to describe himself, to say, actually, if you yoke yourself to me, if you allow me to be the one on the right and here you are on the left, you'll understand something about me. When Jesus yokes himself to us, it is very gentle, very kind. He's very loving. He'll never yank us or jerk us too hard. He's gentle. He's such a presentation of humility, which means he's gonna walk alongside of us. He's gonna lovingly carry us on through. His yoke doesn't hurt. Scripture says, it's just, you'll find rest for your souls with my yoke. If you allow me to teach you my love, to teach you the way to go, the truth and the life, I'm gonna teach you my promises. Yoke with me. He said this, he said, It's easy, and my burden is light. I mean, when I was Googling yokes, nothing looked easy about every picture that I pulled up. Because in the natural, it doesn't make sense, but really in the supernatural, in the power of God, it makes complete sense that the yoke that we would have with Jesus Christ is easy. Well, here's why it's so easy, and here's why it's so light. It's not a burden that we're used to. The burden of sin, the burden of guilt, the burden of shame. He's saying, let go of that yoke. Take that yoke off you. Why don't you yoke with me? And here's why my burden is light. Because if you would yoke with me, my wooden yoke can't compare to what I carried down the road to Calvary. You see, that which was heavy was the old rugged cross. This is why Jesus says, yoke with me, because I took all the weight and the burden on myself. Don't worry about this wooden yoke. I carried an old rugged cross, a piece of wood shaped like a T, and I carried it right up to this hill called death. And I carried this piece of wood, and this one is far more heavy than you can imagine. But you don't have to carry it. I'm just asking you to yoke with me, because I carried all the weight for you. This is why my yoke is easy, because I went to this, I carried the cross. I went to this place called Golgotha, called death. Death, really demonstrating that you and I should have died. You and I should have been yoked to the old rugged cross. But Jesus took our place. He went to this cross and they drove nails through his hands. And they drove nails into his feet. And he died for us. He suffered on that cross and died. The death that you and I deserved. And the weight of our sin, the weight of our shame, wickedness and evil. You and I, who were born sinners, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He goes to the cross, and every weight of sin, every weight of shame, everything dark that is opposed to God, he took it on himself for you and I. That's why he's Savior. That's why he's God. You know, on the cross, being God, being man, well, he could have just ripped them nails right on off. He could have. But he chose to stay because he loves us. And he wanted to die for us. He wanted to do the will of his Father, that we would be reconciled unto our Father in heaven. And now he says, now, because of my death on the cross, your sins paid for. And now, because of Jesus Christ, who rose again on the third day, in all of his power and all of his glory, resurrection life, we now can have new life in Jesus Christ if we would yoke with the Savior. This is why he says, my burden is light, my burden is easy, because here's what I want you to do. The only burden I want you to carry out is a life in freedom, a life knowing my grace, a life knowing my mercy and my love for you. That's a very light burden. And all you got to do is just yoke with me and walk around and just tell people how good I am, how I love to set people free. It's the only burden he asks, that you'd put a smile on your face, that you would know that you don't have to die, that you can have everlasting life. This is why we get so excited. This is why AJ and Priscilla and George come up here. And this is why they're weeping and crying, because we all should have died on that cross. But now, because of Jesus Christ, we're able to be yoked with him. You heard three people tonight talk to you about what they used to be yoked to. Yoked to anger. AJ, yoked to bitterness. Yoked to rage. Priscilla, yoked in the wrong relationships. Yoked completely in the bondage of just pursuing her own affections. George, just yoked to drugs, yoked to alcohol. It's amazing what we'll be yoked to. And yet Jesus Christ, as Priscilla said, he pursues us with all of his love. And here we are moving about, yoked to anger, yoked to bitterness, and yoked to rage. And Jesus here with his yoke saying, just connect with me, yoke with me. I died on the cross. Let go of that yoke. And we have a people today. There's people now in this world. Oh, that they would think that in some way or somehow they could figure this out. But what's happening is the yoke that the world brings to us just begins to choke us. It will choke you to death. And there's no cost to getting rid of that yoke. Jesus paid the price on the cross. He set us free. Why in the world would you and I walk out of these doors today yoked with anything else but the grace of God? His yoke is never tight. He said it's gentle. The yoke of grace, the yoke of forgiveness. Which means I get to yoke with him and I get to take my journey with him. And he's constantly reminding me, this is why he's gentle. He said, I love you. I forgive you of your sins. If you believe and you receive me, I'm going to walk with you. You're going to experience my promises. You're going to have everlasting joy. Yeah. There's still a plow attached to this thing. And of course, we still got to plow through with our families, plow through in life, plow through with our jobs, plow through with our careers and our relationships. But now, the way I plow now is a lot different than the way I plowed in the world. Because if you receive Jesus Christ tonight, when you plow with Jesus, the burden is light. And I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it all the way. Take my yoke. That's what he said. Would you take off the yoke of sexual perversion? Would you take off the yoke of pornography? Hey, you get to take off the yoke of loneliness and depression. Some of you know what I'm talking about. 2, 3 in the morning and you can't sleep. Wrestling with just depression, fears, and loneliness. And Jesus said, take my yoke and you'll be free. You'll be free. Worship team, could you come up? Hey, let's stand together. I'm going to ask you right now, listen to me. Let's be very honest before the Lord. Let's be very honest with Jesus tonight. You've sensed his presence. I know you've sensed the presence of God. Would you be honest tonight? Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for you and I, unashamed, he died publicly. Publicly, he died. And he died in all humility, in obedience to his Father, so that we could be restored and we can live our life yoked to Jesus. Now, I'm going to ask you, take these few minutes from the balcony down to the main floor. And I want you to come up here. I want you to be desperate. Some of you might think, nah, my situation is not really a big matter. Let me tell you something. If you're yoked to something other than Jesus Christ, it is a very big matter. It's very big. It will destroy you. Right now, you might feel like this thing that you're yoked to in the world gives me plenty of room. It's actually pleasurable. I'm actually comfortable with the way I talk and the things that I watch on television and the things that, you know, that I, the habits that I have. They're not killing me. No, let me tell you something. If you're not yoked to Jesus Christ, then you're yoked to the things of the world. And no man, no woman can serve two masters. You can't. So receive Jesus Christ. And if you really want to live free, if you really want to be an overcomer and be free in Jesus Christ and be able to live life with great joy, he said this. He said, you'll find rest for your soul. I'm not worried about what your mind says. Some of we all wrestle with our mind and hearts filled with a lot, but your soul. Some of you, your soul is empty, and that's only gonna come to a place of rest if you yoke with Jesus. Now, whatever that ungodly yoke is, that fleshly yoke, that worldly yoke, the yoke that you think is not a problem, you come down here and you surrender that thing to Jesus Christ. Would you be so desperate and bold to come down, take a few minutes, and tonight say, Jesus, I don't want just simply religion. I don't want to be just sort of off and on seasonal believer. I want to fully believe in you. I want to recommit my life to you. I want to receive you for the first time. And I want to yoke with you where I'll know that there'll be love and grace and mercy all the days of my life, taking me right into eternity with you. Now you come. You start coming down right now. And believers, you start praying. And if you've brought a friend tonight, if you're with a loved one, if you're with a friend, it doesn't matter. Take the journey down the aisle with them and say, you know what? I'm going with you because I've had to do the same thing too. I've had to break these yokes. Come down. Start making your way down now. Don't hesitate. You come now. Be desperate to break the yokes. God did it on the cross. Now, I'm asking you to come down. Just take his yoke. His yoke. You come down now. Grab your husband, grab your wife, take them by the hand, say, you're coming with me now. Grab your friend's hand, come with me now. I want to be yoked to Jesus Christ and have new life. Hallelujah. Take your rest. Take your rest this evening. Take your rest. If you're with us online, take your rest in Jesus. Find rest. Would you pray this prayer with me this evening? Would you lift your hands? I love to lift my hands. This is just saying, hey, I surrender and I want to be yoked with you, Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. I surrender, Jesus. I want to be yoked with you. I want to come into your rest. I'm tired of being restless. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. I turn away from my wicked ways. I believe you died on the cross for me, for my sins and my failures. And you rose again on the third day. Thank you for your resurrection. I receive resurrection life for me now. Make me a new person. I'm no longer yoked to sin. I am no longer yoked to guilt and shame. I'm free because of you, Jesus. I am yoked to you now forevermore. Thank you for your easy yoke. And I know your burden is light. I'm free tonight, forever and ever. In your name I pray in faith. Amen and amen. Praise God. You take your time tonight. Feel no need to rush from this place that you're in. You may just need to just take some time and pray. And there's some people with name tags that are standing right behind you. No pressure, but they'd love to just be able to pray with you. They'd love to be able to stand with you, knowing too what it is to be yoked to the wrong thing. But tonight, as you've received Christ, you're now yoked to Jesus Christ. Oh, what a freedom that is. What a freedom. So we want you to take this journey with us. We want you to be encouraged to know that as you're moving forward, that you have a family here at Times Square Church. And if this is too far for you, we have another group of churches that we can direct you to that will also embrace you as family. If you're online and you're receiving Jesus Christ for the first time, get connected to a local church. Find out. Do your research. Get plugged into community. Take this journey with others. You're free tonight. You're free. Every yoke that didn't belong, it's broken tonight. My brothers and sisters here at Times Square Church, just come get a little close with them. Stand with them. Pray with them. Don't be in a rush. Church, can we just extend our hand tonight and close? We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the victory won. Souls saved. Lives renewed in you, Jesus Christ. Ungodly yokes broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone broken. Broken because of the power of Jesus Christ, the victory won on the cross, the old rugged cross 2,000 years ago still works today. And so we're yoked with you, Jesus. And we declare new life tonight for our brothers and sisters. Victory won in the name of Jesus Christ. When they look to their left and they look to their right, they're going to see the love and the grace of Jesus Christ moving them forward gently, humbly, in all of your glory and all of your power. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you have done today in the house of the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. The victory is yours in your house, oh, God. So take us home, Lord God, as we go. And bring us back safely Tuesday as we come together as a church and as we cry out to you and pray, as we humble ourselves and believe you, Lord God, for miracles in our city, in our country, and all over the world. Oh, we say all glory belongs to you, oh, God. We thank you. In your name we pray, and we all say amen and amen. Praise God. God bless you.